Welcome back to the Best Ball Country channel. Today I want to cover the takeover of Twitter by Elon Musk. Musk fires person who censored Hunter Biden's story. I'll get to that. New Twitter CEO Elon Musk fired Twitter's top lawyer Viaya Gadde, head of legal policy, trust and safety, immediately after taking over the social media company this Thursday evening. Politico reported this year that after news broke in April that Musk would be buying platform, Gadda cried during a meeting as she expressed concerns about how the company could change. This is the censor who threw President Trump off the platform. I think she's more worried about her own wallet. 17 million a year salary. Wouldn't mind that. Musk is said to take Twitter CEO role and reverse lifetime bans. I think this is the bit that is most of interest. Musk's acquisition puts the world's richest man in charge of a struggling social network after 6 months of public and legal wrangling. Among Musk's first moves, changing the leadership. Departures include Vijaya Gadde, head of legal policy. Policy and trust. Chief financial officer Ned Segal, who joined Twitter in 2017, and Sean Edgett, who has been general counsel at Twitter since 2012. Edgett was escorted out of the building, Bloomberg News reported. Now, I've looked into a number of articles on this. They all got absolutely obscene severance. I love this. Now, before I go on, I don't want to forget, along with those top brass being fired, the people who programmed the algorithms, they were all frog-marked out of Twitter as well. So they're going to have to bring in honest programmers to redo these algorithms and disable the ones that censor. Okay, here's some motivation. Musk has recently stated that he planned to cut 75% of the company's 7,500 employees, leaving a workforce of approximately 2,000. The layoffs would occur before November the 1st. Which will be next Tuesday, when employees are scheduled to receive stock grants as compensation. Musk could avoid paying the grants by laying off workers before that date. And I hope he does. Okay. In practical terms, and I'm just bringing this up as an example, the Hunter Biden laptop is one of these stories that has been totally suppressed, and it contains everything from Hunter's nefarious activities to Joe Biden's crooked kickbacks. It turns out that not only was the laptop real, but the FBI had the laptop all this time, hadn't really looked at it, hadn't figured out. And then it took the establishment media in the US, the New York Times and the Washington Post, say the kind of, the big boys, it took them nearly 2 years to go through the laptop as you'd expect they would do. Now, if it turns out that Trump, that Musk comes good on his word and turns free speech free, there's going to be a lot more about this laptop, and people are going to be horrified. Now, another thing that came to my attention was that I'm not sure this is true or not, and even if it is, I'm not sure Trump would want it, that he's scheduled to get his Facebook account back somewhere around mid-November 2022. So, the title of this is Meta's Value Has Plunged by 700 Billion. Wall Street calls it a train wreck. To be sure, practically the entire tech industry has been taking a beating this year, but Meta's stock plunge has far outpaced the overall sector, with its shares down 67% from a year earlier, compared with the tech-heavy Nasdaq's 31% slide over the same period. Meta's plunge translates into an eye-popping loss of about 700 billion in market value. Now, I'd love to see it happening, but I'd love to see Facebook being the next target, just like Twitter was. CNN. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that there's going to be shakeouts at CNN. There's already been resignations. Three journalists resigned from CNN after a network retracts Russia-related story. The story was posted on the network's website on Thursday and was removed, with all links disabled on Friday night. CNN immediately apologized to Anthony Scaramucci, the Trump transition team member, who was reported to be involved in the meeting. The story's author, Thomas Frank, was among those who resigned, according to the network executive, who requested anonymity because the person was not authorized to discuss panel issues. Also losing their jobs were Eric Lichtblau, an assistant managing director at CNN's Washington Bureau, and Lex Harris, head of the investigations unit. Finally, Jeff Zucker resigns from CNN over consensual relationship with key lieutenant. Now, I want to bring your attention to this. So Zucker is gone, but look who's reporting on it. And this is February the 2nd, 2022. Brian Stelter, he's gone as well. So I'm putting this together. If you have Twitter unmuzzled and CNN having mass I won't say mass resignations, but significant reservations. We could be in for a very interesting time. So, I want to just mention, I've been out of action, you probably hear it in my voice. It's been a very difficult time and I want your prayers. So, this is my first time back after a gap, which I didn't intend to have. So, Yahuwah's blessings, and we'll see you on the next video. Thanks for your attention.